so. Heartfelt greetings from the island of Kauai. Once more we're bringing a message of the Christ to the Christ, which is a very pleasurable message, and it is a great joy to be here to see that we have come to another place in consciousness. It is a place of high esteem, but it requires a great deal of responsibility. There was an old gentleman, a man named Melchizedek. It was said that he was the father of eternal salvation. If you look at Melchizedek's life, you don't see very much of it. He's a shadow that comes into the Bible and fades out. But while he's there, Melchizedek does a strange thing. He receives a 10% tithe from Abraham, the king of the Jews. That's fantastic. Who is this Melchizedek? Why does Abraham give him a tithe? Listen carefully, because you find that Melchizedek is a symbol. He's a symbol of peace, a symbol of righteousness, but he is a perfect individual. And the reason he is a perfect individual is that he was born without processes. He is without descent. That has a meaning that we all have to find out about. He continued unchanged forever. We are that way. Melchizedek was the forerunner to Christ. He was a Christ figure, and all of the things said about him are cloaked in secrecy. For a very simple reason, he ushers in an age, and the same thing goes for Christ. He ushers in an age. And we are the tail end of that age. And it is up to us now to fulfill our responsibility. It is up to us to decide now between God and Mammon. We have come to a place in consciousness where we are meeting people. People are coming to us. We are facing new situations. And we cannot give a gold cup of water. We cannot be of a divided consciousness. It's time to wake up. We have been asleep too long. Being awake means knowing who you are. Everything in your experience depends on who you are. You cannot continue in doubt, in two cells, switching from one to the other, until you have established one identity. You have no right to represent yourself as a healer. And if you do know, and you practice it, you represent the kingdom, and you will bless those who come to you for help. And you will meet situations with spontaneity, confidence, and righteousness. But you must know that the number one truth about you, the truth that opens you to new possibilities, the truth you must express from dawn to sunset, from sunset to dawn, is that you are immortal. You are immortal now. Not tomorrow, not 20 years from now, not in the next lifetime, but this moment. You are immortal now because God says you are. There is no truth greater that you will ever hear. There is no truth greater that you will ever see. There is no truth greater that you will ever be. Deny it, doubt it, answer to another name, and you are asleep. Treasure it, value it, every waking second. Respond to it, every waking second. And your complete existence will change dramatically. Success or failure, joy or sadness, the quality of life, everything depends on your realization that you are an immortal being. There's a big mortal mind right outside. It says that you are not. It says you are human. And you can follow that mortal mind until it spreads an illusion of wonderful things before you. It will run your life for you. And if you let it, it will create good forms or bad forms, good health or bad health. It will fill you with the good things of life and then rob you of them when least expected. It will actually rob you of your life. It will rob you of everything wonderful that you create. And it will fill you full of false ego that admires its own creation. It will make you watch while it tears down everything that it has built for you. Finally, it will take you to your grave. That is mortality, and its destination is death. Its destination is the opposite of life. But immortality is the true gift of God. The wise man says, "My brightest dreams go up in smoke. As a mortal, my life is temporary, uncertain, at the mercy of wind and tide. A change in spite of myself. The world mind governs my destiny. And then it returns me to ashes. This is not God's way. God says, choose ye mammon, the mortal way, or God, the immortal way. God says, if you live in the world, the love of God is not in you. And God says, spirit is not born in the womb. Now that is a very interesting phrase. All around you are the clues about your real identity. But instead, you've been fooled into reaching for the imitation, the substitute, even a substitute life. And a substitute life is not going to get you to the kingdom of God. You must make a choice or waste another 1,000 years reliving a lie, traveling over old traveled roads that you've walked upon many times, making the same mistakes over and over. But now, the secret can be told. You are immortal because you were not born in your mother's womb. Jesus has been telling you this for centuries, but you couldn't hear him. I am the way, I am the truth. Well, Jesus was not born like ordinary folks. Jesus was not born of woman. Why do you think he told us to be reborn? He could have said, you've existed before birth, so get back to where you were. Instead, he told us to be born again. To get back in consciousness to the same consciousness that we had in the beginning, before the illusion of birth occurred. Now, this is very important. So listen carefully as he speaks to Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Again, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And finally, marvel not that I say, ye must be born again. Rebirth is the realization It's not a traveling back in time. Rebirth is a realization that you were never born. You see, Jesus had realized this. He had not traveled back in time. He had realized his identity. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father. Before Abraham was, I am. In the beginning was the Word. Do you see that? I am immortal spirit. I am unchangeable. I am eternal self. I have not evolved this way. I simply realize that is what I am. That what is called birth was not my beginning. Birth was the beginning of a dream. Everything I was before the dream, I still am. I too was reborn. I've traveled the same way that I told Nicodemus to travel. Wipe away the mortal mind pictures after birth. Wipe away mortality after birth. Wipe away the temporary self after birth. The illusion begins at birth. Birth is the place where the dream begins, and birth is the beginning of your substitute life. When Jesus tells Nicodemus, marvel not that I say ye must be born again, he is saying, return to the eternal life in consciousness, which you have never left. God created you immortal. You have never changed. Pause a minute. Think about it. Relax while you know the truth that birth is the beginning of the illusion and immortality is the never-changing reality of myself. I am immortal. I have always been immortal. That puts me under a different state of law than mortal law. It brings me under divine law. And I will learn how to live with divine law, expressing its will instead of my mortal will. That is the purpose of truth, to stand in the secret place, knowing that I am immortal, and therefore the mortal things that disturb me are not real. There are no mortals out there. All is immortality. And I will learn how to live with that. And I will learn how to be that. And it will take me direct to the kingdom of God. The true translation of the words of Jesus are, yourself always lives in the kingdom of God. You are immortal. You are before Abraham. The illusion of birth creates the sense of a mortal life. But the eternal self, which always exists, is you, and existed before the illusion of birth, still exists and always will exist. Birth is merely the place where man begins the dream. That is where he changes to senses. To a dying self. But I am before Abraham, before physical man, before the birth of the world. 5 million years ago, the human race was not even human. They were just gorillas. Think of yourself before birth, then. You see, you were the same before birth as you are now. You were immortal then. And then the dream was the life of a gorilla. And it's over. You even had the body of a gorilla. And that body was the body of death. While you had the body of a gorilla and the body of a human, your body of life was immortal. No matter how many dream lives you had, you shut them out in one moment. The minute you pause for a second of silence, your real self, your immortal self, springs to life, and I am comes forward, and the dream is put on hold. Every time you meditate, you bring forth your never born self. And your born self goes to rest. Before the world was, is the instant you pause and maintain the silence. Don't worry about time, it isn't there. the instant you maintain silence inside and dwell in the secret place with the Father, in that instant, the world of time vanishes. And you are back before birth. Before the womb. And you are living in the kingdom of God. Remember that. Every time you meditate, you go to the kingdom of God. Now let's put this world on hold and give our immortal self a chance to renew our strength, to renew our spirit. Do you feel it? Do you feel the pulse, the rhythm, the harmony, the spirit? Do you see when the mortal self is still? All that troubles you vanishes. All the little frustrations, all the horrors, all the suffering, it never was. It was always in the dream. And you may come back to it. Oh yes, you'll come back to it. But you'll know that all that separates you is a dream. There are no broken bones. There are no bad debts. There are no emotional disturbances. Get hold of your immortality, for it alone dwells in the kingdom of God. You see the distinction? The visible world is the birth world. The invisible is the no-birth world, the immortal world. But the invisible stays with you. It has been with you for millions and millions of years. It is always with you. I can never leave you. Wherever you go, I go. I am the Spirit of God in you, your immortal spirit. When you claim me as the truth instead of the world, which is a lie, then you come under a new jurisdiction. We can see what we have missed before. The rebirth of man from mortality to immortality is a secret that Jesus brought with him. He came into the earth to demonstrate it, to lead the way. His Immaculate Conception, called a virgin birth, was a prototype for man who was to be reborn from matter to spirit. And it is accomplished by a return to the spiritual consciousness that is invisible before the dream of a life in physical time began. The purpose of Jesus Christ is very clear. It was to lead us out of our illusion life. The purpose of the mortal mind is also very clear. It is to lead us into the illusion. We can get out only by returning to our Christ mind, which exists before the illusion of birth, by getting out of the world mind with its endless contradictions, temptations, torments. Oh, I know it's a task. It requires complete fidelity to the will of the Father, to Christ in you. But it's this Christ, this Christ will, which we are forced to follow in order to get out. Which opens the gates of the kingdom to everyone. As we give up our life in this world, the Christ replaces our mortal dream with a divine life. Slowly, we take the play away from mortal mind, from finite mind, from limited mind, from material mind. And we begin to live in the body of life. We put substance into everything we do. We do not do transient things. We are joining the infinite body of spirit, the mind body, which in the human stated that we were not from God. We were not living under the laws of God. And so our body had problems. We were operating without divine instructions, shifting from personal will. And now we're in Christ's will. We're breaking away from mortality, from mind concepts. We're getting our input from God. And slowly we're transforming. God is not the father of the human. because no human exists. While we were living in a body that was born, we're outside the law of God, living in separation, in separate selves, each with a separate will. And the result was that humans always were in conflict. They were at war with one another. One nation wanted another's land or its access to a river or its raw materials. Vast armies grew to back their will. Each nation was committed to its own concepts and to concepts that support those concepts. And on and on. One substitute for another substitute. And always away from divine will. That's how we lived, in a human body. In a dream body. In a body separated from God. Now we're coming under another consciousness. A new dispensation has arisen. We are listening. A voice within ourselves is speaking. We're beginning to hear that voice and what it says. When it says we are perfect, we listen. Be perfect. While our heart is fluttering and our breath is short, go back in yourself before birth. You were perfect then, and you are perfect now. How can I be the Son of God when I am deeply in debt, when I am unemployed? Go back before birth and realize that everything after that was a total illusion. You never owed a cent. There was no money to owe. Your debts are as fictitious as a person to whom you think you owe them. In the realization that you are spirit, you will find gold in a fish's mouth. Or some equivalent, and your debts will be redeemed. Spiritual realization always brings release in one way or another. We are approaching a new level of ourselves. We have learned many things. We have learned to rise in consciousness. We have learned to meditate well, to know the truth, to know the non-power of material objects. But always we have found that somehow or other we could not protect ourselves from illness. We're always getting ill. And then we'd say, oh, I forgot to do this, or I forgot to do that. But that wasn't the case. It wasn't that we forgot something. We were going against the odds. We were living that divided consciousness. And I know it, and you know it. When we embark on a single divine consciousness, you're going to go through sacrifices. It's not an easy way. But I think you realize that it hasn't been an easy way with a divided consciousness either. And beside, if you're tired of the energy you put out on negation, on denying that you have this and denying that you have that, if you're tired of problems, if you have had your share and are still having them, it's time to put all your eggs in one basket. And that basket is Christ. Who is Christ? But the unborn self? Who is Christ? Is Christ a yesterday? Something that we learned about and then forget about? If you forget about Christ, you forget about yourself. You are Christ. And you are the immortal Christ. Christ who says to you, "Thou seest me, thou seest the Father." Christ who says to you, "I am with you always. I'll be with you until the end of the world." Get wise. That's not another person. It's not another spirit. It's yourself. Into the illusion comes the Christ. And he appears like an illusion. And he acts like other people, except that there's a distinction. Every healing brought about by the Christ was brought about by his immortal self. Every healing you do will be permanent only if you do it with your immortal self. That's what it takes to do what is called a miracle. Your immortal self. As we dwell in the immortal self now, giving it a chance, we put aside our toys. We put aside our many yesterdays. We live in time no more. We do not live in space. We do not live in matter. We live in our immortal self, and it is infinite. You start out with an immortal self, and you think of it as something in your body. But you come above that, and then you come to your eternal, infinite, immortal self. I stand in my eternal, infinite, immortal self. And it will do for me, for itself, all the things that Christ did during his lifetime. Do Jesus Christ graduated. And he left an important message. Follow me. Follow me to that great land where all is perfect. I know you see imperfection. It is illusion. All imperfection is illusion. Because only God created the universe, and God created a perfect universe. All that is not God is not. And only your immortal self will tell this to you. Dwell out of the land of illusion. Dwell in the land of reality. We are joining Melchizedek, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Divine Righteousness, born without process. The author of salvation. And as we stand in the holy place, we can feel the depth of our own immortal self, and it will call to us.